I'd like to begin this morning with reminding you and thinking about today how important a thankful heart is to please God, how important a spirit of thanksgiving is in the way that we live and every day of our lives. As we come into November, I'm certainly thinking a lot about Thanksgiving and all the things that come with that in my life, and you are too. And today I want us to focus on how important it is to be thankful, and I want to begin with how important it is to have a thankful spirit when we come into this place and worship. Worship takes place when we're by ourselves or when we're in a small group or at home or in the woods or in wherever we're at. And worship takes place here when we come together, and especially today I want to remind us how important our attitude is about Thanksgiving when we come into this place that we call the house of the Lord, a place that should be called a place of prayer, a place where we come together to sense God's Spirit and presence together. A thankful heart helps us to connect to God in worship. When we have the kind of thankful spirit that God wants us to, it helps us to connect to what God has done. When we're focused on Him, when we're focused on the things that God has done in our lives and done for us and on our behalf, then we're connected to a great and a mighty God. It helps to get and keep our minds on the things that are of high value to God. When we are thankful and we live a life of thanksgiving and we express thanksgiving, we are living close to the heart of God. Worship is our response to all that God has done. And a thankful heart is important in that worship. The magnitude of the cross and Jesus reaching out to us should be an ongoing reminder of the worthiness of God. Then, even though we might not need that reminder every day and every Sunday when we come together, it is good to be reminded of the cross every time we come together and how thankful we should be for that and how our worship should begin with that responsiveness, that thankfulness to what God has done for us. Hebrews chapter 12 says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe." You notice in that verse how linked together a thankful spirit is to a spirit of worship. And if you have a heart that is thankful, then it leads you into a spirit of worship. You can't worship God acceptably without a thankful heart. You can't be focused on God without having a thankful spirit. Our worship is acceptable to God. Another thing it says here, acceptable worship. Our worship is acceptable to God in part when our hearts are right with Him, when our spirit is right, when we are connected to Him and we acknowledge Him and we give Him the glory that's due His name. When our hearts are right with God, then our spirit of worship and our relationship with God will be real and will be strong. And if we're not focused on being right with God and having that right attitude toward God in response to God, then our worship is not acceptable to God. You remember early in the book of Genesis, there were two brothers, Cain and Abel, and both of them came to worship God. One of them was one who took care of the animals, and he brought his sacrifice to the Lord, and the Lord accepted his sacrifice. And the other one, Cain, brought his sacrifice grown from the ground, and his heart was not right with God, and so God did not accept him. He did not accept his worship, and Cain went away a bitter person. The truth is, when your heart is right with God and you come before Him and you come to honor the mighty God of the universe that sent His Son on the cross, if your heart is not seeking Him, if your heart is not grateful, if your heart is not responsive, then your worship is not acceptable to Him. Let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably. Have you come in today with a thankful spirit? Have you come in today with a spirit that says, "I want to respond to the amazing worthiness of God"? I want to ask you to stand with me this morning and take a few minutes. I want to ask you each one quietly and between you and God to take about 5 minutes and be thankful for God. Maybe if you're more comfortable seated or kneeling or wherever you want to be, I'm not asking you that you need to stand today. I did ask you to stand because I want you to acknowledge today, if you're able to, the worthiness of God. And I'm going to ask you to take the next 5 minutes or so, and between you and God, talk to God about things that you're thankful for. come before the great and mighty God and focus on Him this morning. You know, we come together and we do so many other things, and today I want us to be sure to focus on the amazing, mighty worthiness of God. Maybe you would be more comfortable kneeling. Maybe you would like to sit. Maybe you want to move somewhere today. I guess what I want to say to you is just don't do what you always do, but find a way in worship this morning to be thankful to God and express thankfulness to God. Our sound people are going to play a couple of songs quietly, and want to just invite us for a time to worship God quietly before Him. Peace. Then you go on to the next part of that verse, it says. Go on, Crystal, to the next one. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. I notice also in Colossians chapter 3 that there's a connection between a thankful spirit and between a spirit of worship. That God wants us to have a spirit of thankfulness so that when we come together, we can encourage one another. We can teach and admonish one another. I notice the importance of thankfulness and one another as we worship. A spirit of thankfulness not only is pleasing to God, but also it's an encouragement to other brothers and sisters in Christ and in the body of Christ. I notice here that we're said to admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. There's both the gratitude toward God and the relationship with other people that are important in our worship and having a thankful spirit. We're to have a heart of thanksgiving in worship with one another. And we're to have a thankful spirit also, the Bible says, as we pray. Not only are we to have an underlying spirit of thanksgiving to God in our worship, but also a spirit of thankfulness when we pray. Every time we come before God and we say a prayer, whether it's at a meal time or before we go to bed or in our devotions or together with other believers, God wants our prayer life to be full of thanksgiving. Again, as we come before God and we acknowledge the wonder of who God is, God calls us to have a spirit of thanksgiving and responsiveness to Him. We're to have that thankful spirit every time we pray. Colossians chapter 4, also just another chapter from where we read the verse a few minutes ago, says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. God wants us to give ourselves to prayer every day, every part, and while we're doing, continually watching, continually being aware of the Spirit of God, continually being aware of what God wants to do, and always carrying with us that thankful spirit. Every prayer should be wrapped in thanksgiving. Every moment of the day should be wrapped in prayer. Everything that we do in life should be wrapped in that spirit of speaking to God and listening to God and seeking the heart of God. Every day should be wrapped in prayer, and every prayer should be wrapped in thanksgiving. A heart and a spirit that first acknowledges the goodness and the wonder of God. Every prayer should be wrapped in thanksgiving. And then we can fulfill that verse in Hebrews. It says, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. There is a way that we're to worship God. It's with our hearts that are thankful and responsive and hungry and seeking. That's what is acceptable to God. We get into our traditions and our patterns of worship, but we need to be reminded of what's acceptable to God. It's when our hearts are hungry for Him and thankful to Him and responsive to Him and focused on Him. I want to read from Philippians chapter 4 this morning. If you have your Bible, this would be a good time to turn to that. Philippians chapter 4. And I want to read this passage in chapter 4 about joy and about thanksgiving. The book of Philippians has been called by someone and kind of has the subtitle of being the book of joy and the book of thanksgiving, because so many times in Philippians you have those two things linked together, a joyful heart and a thankful heart, and how important that is to be pleasing to God. Philippians chapter 4, I want to read verses 4 through 13. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts
and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatsoever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. I want to speak this morning for a few minutes about the key, about the focus, and about the discipline of a spirit of thanksgiving. The key to thanksgiving. In Philippians chapter 4, Paul talks about a key to thanksgiving is having a heart of contentment, having a heart that is thankful to God and responsive to God and acknowledges the presence of God. Paul reminds us of the key of contentment. Contentment is very important for a thankful spirit. It's important for your faith. It's important for you to be grateful to God for what He has given to you and what God is doing in your heart and your spirit. Contentment is so important for us to maintain that oil of relationship with God where we acknowledge the goodness of God and we acknowledge that God is in control. And with a spirit that is contented, then we are able to connect to and hear the voice of God in all the circumstances of our lives, the good ones and the bad ones. We're told here that Paul found the secret of being content. Paul is able to express in this scripture that he's learned a secret, and it's something that has fueled his life and his calling and his ministry. No matter what circumstance he is in, that he senses the goodness of God. No matter whether things are going well or things are going poorly, Paul senses what it's like to have that contented spirit with God. I have learned the secret of being content in every situation. I mean, we can look back at some of the situations in Paul's life and we acknowledge and know that the man went through some very difficult periods. He went through some difficult events, but he also went through some difficult time periods and a lot of stress. I mean, he was arrested and he was beaten and he was run out of town and continually he was oppressed and he was persecuted because of his faith. Earlier in his life, it was the other way around. He was hurting other people, believing he was doing what was right. And I'm sure he had to deal with that past and the history of that and God's forgiveness. Paul found the key, the secret to being content. In 2 Timothy, Paul also wrote that godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world and we can take nothing out of it. Paul reminds us how important contentment is. Contentment can be a struggle for any of us, for all of us. I said many times that Satan has all kinds of different hooks. For every person, Satan has a hook that he wants to get into you. For some people, it might be that area of contentment, that area of never quite being satisfied with God, with never really quite accepting and saying, yes, God, I believe you. I trust you. I know you're in control. I know that you care about me. I know that you love me, and can always struggle with that area of contentment. Can be a contentment about the circumstances of our lives, maybe financial, maybe relationship. Well, if I just had this, if just someone didn't do that to me, if that, and we can live a life that's always miscontent with God and the circumstances of our lives. And Paul reminds us that how important a contented spirit is for a thankful spirit. If it is, practice hard. If this is an area that Satan tries to hook you, practice hard that exercise of contentment and thankfulness and ask God to help you to be contented with what God has given you and help you with your life. Three things about thankfulness from these words that Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 about thankfulness. Number one, a thankful life is a life that's focused on God. A thankful life is a life that is focused on God. Verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord. And then uniquely Paul says again, and I will say it again, rejoice. Paul reminds us that to have a thankful spirit, we've got to have a spirit that expresses expresses and focuses on God, expresses thanks to God. Thankfulness is not just something quiet on the inside of who we are. That's what fuels what comes out. Living a life of thankfulness, speaking a life of thankfulness, and God calls us to be focused on Him. I will say it again, rejoice. You know how many times in the Bible we're told to rejoice? Over and over and over again, God calls us to have joy in the circumstances of life. Keep your minds on things above. A thankful life is also focused not only on God, but a thankful life is also focused on others. Next, Paul says, after rejoicing in the Lord, he says, let your gentleness be evident to all. God cares deeply about your relationship with other people and your focus on other people and what people see in you, the attitude, the spirit, the words that come out of you, the faith that comes out of you. God cares deeply about that. And so he says, let your gentleness be evident to all. Let people around you see that you're filled with the Spirit of God, that you're filled with a spirit of thanksgiving, of rejoicing. Let people see that in you. A thankless life is focused on self. It's focused on me. It's focused on my needs and my wants. But we know that when we're focused on others, then God pours out amazing blessings. God pours out on us His Spirit and His presence and that contentment and satisfaction. The Christian life is truly about one another. Look at all the one another's throughout the New Testament over and over again. It's about one another. Honor one another above yourselves. Consider others higher than yourselves. God tells us in many, many ways that the focus of our lives can't be on ourselves. It must be on God and must be on one another. Inward-focused people are out of sync and often out of kilter and they become consumed with what they don't have or what they wish they had or what they might have or what might be different in their lives. And their lives are just, they have this weight on them, this dead weight, and it just drags them down spiritually. And that's so evident in the lives of other people. God tells us to be focused. I think of a black hole. I didn't know if a black hole would show up on the screen or not, but I got one with a little bit of color from the internet. But you realize a black hole is a phenomena in space where everything goes in and nothing comes out. And when it's all about me and it's all about what comes in and what God's done for me or what other people have done for me or what other people have done to me, and it's all about me, then there's just this hole, there's darkness. And nothing comes out, nothing gives. And so the Scriptures remind us of how important it is for us not to be focused on ourselves. People that are focused on themselves are the most joyless, thankless people in life. God calls us to express thanks to Him and to other people. Jesus said it better than anyone else when He said, it is better to give than to receive. There's something about the giving of a spirit, a thankful spirit, the giving back of praise, giving back that causes us to be beautiful people in the sight of God. A thankful life is focused on God and focused on others. And also the third focus of a thankful life is a thankful life is focused on the good, focused on what is good. Sometimes we need to be reminded of this in a world that's painful. In circumstances where we deal with hurts and problems and rejection and disappointments, that God calls His people to be different and unique. God calls the church. God calls those that are of faith in Him to be different and to be focused on what is good. Paul reminds us here of what we should be focused on, what we should be remembering and thinking about and dwelling on and holding on to. Paul writes in a very beautiful way here. In verse 8, he says, finally, brothers, you know, you always got to worry about when somebody says that. Finally, like my last thought, the most important thing I have to say, hear it. He says, finally, brothers, in verse 8, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. God reminds us in the Word that we need to put our minds and our focus on the right things, on the things that are good. It's so important to stay focused on what is good in order to have a thankful spirit and a spirit that sees the good. There's so many things that can rob our joy in life. There's so many things that can rob the good, so many problems and pains, but we're reminded as God's people to be focused on the good. There's an importance in staying focused. That's what we're to dwell on, to think about, to give our time to give our energy to give our conversation to. I mean, we can talk about negative things. We can talk about politics, and we can talk about health, and we can talk about all the problems in our country and our community, and they're there. God doesn't want us to live with our head in the sand, but He wants us to live above that. He wants us to keep our spirit focused on Him and focused on the good so that we don't get consumed with the things that consume the world around us. That takes discipline. Thankfulness is an issue of discipline. It's a matter of where we set our mind and our heart and our focus and our attention, that we continually remember the goodness of God and we express that and we live that. It takes effort. It takes practice. It takes focus. It takes discipline. It takes habit. It takes saying that I'm not going to allow the negative stuff around me to consume me and drag me down and keep me below where God wants me to live. God calls every Christian and every believer to be focused on the things that are above. Look at this list again. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. God calls you to develop a life of discipline, of being thankful to Him. Living a life that sees the goodness of God and holds on to it. That you love Him and you're focused on Him and you're focused on other people. And your desire is to keep your mind and your heart focused on the good. There really is much truth to the call to count your blessings. Name them one by one. When we begin to name the blessings that God has given us, I hope maybe for a few minutes today, you had an opportunity just to name some things that you can be thankful today to God for. You have so much to be thankful for. I have so much to be thankful for. It kind of seems like I have a list, the blessings of God and the petitions. That's what this verse talks about. He says, "The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." You hear that? By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. God knows your burdens and He cares about you. It's not this morning like God doesn't care about what it is that's weighing you down and creating pain in your life and hurt in your life. God knows about that. And He says, "Bring them to Me. Bring them to Me. Don't worry about them. Bring them to Me and give them to Me and bring a thankful spirit, and I can work in that to bring about good in your heart and your life." It takes effort and it takes practice and it takes focus. I encourage you today to continually give thanks to God in every circumstance in your life. I would say to you, no matter what your personality is and where you might be today, that today would be a new day of giving thanks to Him. Today would be a new step and a new day. If you're a young person today, I just say to you that don't wait till you're older to begin to give thanks to God with everything in your life. Realize how important it is today that every day you acknowledge the wonder of God and the goodness of God and the blessings that God has given you. And whoever you are, no matter how old you are today, that you remember how important it is for your relationship with Him and your relationship with one another. Need to build those muscles. Need to continuously count your blessings. Name them one by one. Give them to God. Our choir has been challenged to give thanks at least 3 times a day for something. I don't know exactly. I know they did it a while back, and Shauna had given me a book, and I had read part of it and looked at part of it this week. It's a book by Ann Voskamp, if I'm pronouncing her name right, and she's written a book called 1,000 Gifts. And she just gives this incredible list of ways that we can give thanks to God. Some of them are kind of way out there. I mean, I would never think about some of the things that she's named, but she's kind of conditioned herself that every day she will find 3 things to be thankful for in all kinds of different categories, in nature, in her relationships, in her health, in her home, in her friendships, in the scriptures. And every day, Ann wants to find a way, and is expressed in this book, a way to continue to be thankful. I don't know whether 3 times a day would work for you, but I would say to you,
Thanksgiving should be an everyday part of your personal life and devotions with God. And you begin with that. Is when you do that and you bathe your prayers with thanksgiving, and then the petitions will come out. And God will know your heart and understand your faith and know how to work in you and help you and be a part of your life. I want to encourage you to be a person of great thanksgiving. Shauna's going to come and lead us in a closing song, and I think Carrie and some others have a card that they're going to hand you, and it comes from this book that Ann has written, and it has ideas for giving thanks between now and the end of December. Today's November the 10th, and so on one side of the card is the rest of the days in November, and the second one is in December, and it's just one way that's been expressed of how we can give thanks to God every day. Whether you use that and you find some of these gifts and ways to express, or you have your own way, I want to encourage you as God's people to give thanks to Him, to live a life of thanksgiving before God. For example, today, the idea is today to look for three gifts found in the Bible. Think about three ways that in the Bible a gift has been given and how it has been such a blessing. Tomorrow, three gifts and a teacher. When I thought of that, I thought of some teachers in my past that have been good teachers, and I'm grateful for them and grateful for how God has used them in my life. But I want to encourage you this morning, every day, to have a thankful spirit, every day to reach out and love people and to be focused on the things that God wants you to. And if you do that, God can help you to be a thankful spirit.